Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at ka'chava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's ka'chava, ka'chava.com, code FITNESS.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to Homemaker Chic Podcast. This is the podcast where we are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. That almost didn't come out. My brain almost just completely went kaput in the middle of that.
Yeah, it's pretty grindy today, this Monday. It's pretty grindy.
Yeah. Yeah, right before we hit record just now, I was scarfing down a plate of pasta. Running from math lessons to lunch for the littles. I'll get 5 bites in. I did not. I knocked my bowl off of the table, broke it, scattered pasta and tomato sauce all over myself and my rug.
So I heard you calling the dog.
That
clean it up.
Help me, help me.
Help me out here.
It's that kind of Monday. So if you are there too, well, hello, friends.
Hello.
Come back to where you belong. Wow. Just wow. Yeah, wow.
So real time, we're recording this ahead of time.
Yes. But it is Monday.
But it is Monday. We're a Monday ahead. But if you're listening real time, like I'm on my way to France, Shay's doing her thing, and we're recovering from hustling for the last 7 days, which I know you are too. This season, we're talking about the long haul. I told my kids not to knock, that I was super busy. There they are. We're going to be in this space of being in it for the long haul, Shay. I think this is a great place to be.
I think it has to be. I think it has to be true because it's fun as homemakers, isn't it? To bounce from one lily pad of interest and excitement to the other. Very wonderful indeed. But that's just not the way life works all the time.
Right.
It's just not. If you're making a decision to have a business, get a job, homeschool your children, be married, have a garden, like these are all very long-suffering jobs, aren't they?
Yeah.
These are not one and done sort of projects. These are things that you commit to for the long haul. And how do we do that? How do we keep our heart in the right posture? How do we keep the right, telling ourselves the right story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think throughout the season, we're going to have like a lot of useful ideas. We're going to have anecdotal stories from our own homes. But I just feel like it's just going to keep coming back to the heart.
It's always coming back to the heart.
It's always coming back to the heart.
Yes. Okay. Well, before we jump into today's episode, let's rest our hearts. Let's rest our bodies on American Blossom linens, sheets.
Let's do.
And we want you, please, please take advantage of the code FALLCHIC20, all one word, for 20% off your American Blossom linens sheets. You guys know them. They've been with us for a very long time. But if you are looking for bedding that is sustainable, for bedding that has been sourced ethically, for bedding that is made in America without any crazy colorants or additives or preservatives or flame retardants, yes, all things that you can find on cheap bedding, then you need to look no further than American Blossom linens. And again, that code is FALLCHIC20 for 20% off. And Janet shared with you some really interesting things, didn't she, about some of the sourcing that kind of goes into bedding.
Yeah. Well, first of all, flame retardants. I always think about that with my mattress and my children's pajamas.
I never even think about that with bedding. Sheets. So good for you. Yeah, I mean, she did share with me that your like average imported bedding products take an 8,000 mile trip on average from India or China. Obviously, we know that's heavy fuel, carbon intensive, greenhouse gases, all that, the pollutants. And I just know we have a really big part of our audience that things that are made in America and sort of like homegrown family companies are really, really important to them. And I love it that Janet trusts us each season to bring her beautiful product to the airwaves, as it were, to our audience. And so if you've been on the fence, like really the time is now. I shared the story with you last week, how my husband, who's in the hotel business part-time, came to me after I was out of town and said, hello, like you left me a stack of clean sheets to put on the bed before you got home. And wow, I could totally feel the difference from these sheets I'm always bringing to the cottages and the hotel to the American Blossom. He's like, I never really thought about it. And then when I was holding them, it just dawned on me, my goodness, what have we been sleeping on for the last 4 years? So,
but don't even have to take our word for it.
No.
I mean, the thing is like, yes, listen to Joel, but also if you go and read the reviews for these sheets, there's over 500 five-star reviews. Free shipping.
2,500 five-star reviews.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Come on. Sometimes you go on Amazon and there's like an review for an item and you're like, you know, some doobie at the company left that review. It's not even a real customer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
So American Blossom Linens is where you want to go. Fall Chic 20 is the code that you want to do. And remember, you get a 2-year risk-free trial. So you get to try them. Let us know what you think. You get 4 pillowcases, which is how many a standard bed needs, in my opinion. I use 6 on my bed.
Yes, 4 with a queen and a king, extra big fitted sheets, the 2-year happiness guarantee. Really, really, really incredible.
Yes. Go shopping. Let us know what you think. And thank you to American Blossom Linens for sponsoring season 22 of Homemaker Chic Podcast. Woo-hoo. What do you have for us today, Mrs. Reed?
Well,
tell them while I eat one. Look what my husband, he brought me his dish of pasta.
Oh.
I'm just going to eat one bite. I'm not going to eat on the air. I'm not disgusting, but I'm just going to eat one
this
bite.
Isn't season
I'm really
one.
Hungry. Okay. We're on video now. I have to control myself.
Okay. So here's, you know, this is sort of my space that I'm in right now, because every time I leave the country, I just think, what if I die? What if I die and leave them with this hellscape? Like, just, I want things to be in order. And I think I've shared this story before, but I grew up watching... Maybe I haven't. Maybe I just shared it with you personally or to Joel or something. But I grew up watching that movie Night Crossing. And it's a movie about a family in East Germany that sews raincoats together to make a hot air balloon. And they escape to the West. It's a true story. And it's one of those two brothers. You'd know his name if I said it. I can't think of it. Golly, I can't think of his name. Anyways. But there's this scene where they're getting ready to leave. It's late at night. They're hustling, man. Their neighbors are spying on them. They got to get out of Dodge. And the balloon is waiting in the woods. And the husband chastises the wife, like, stop already. And she's like, look, I am not leaving a mess for those commies. Like, they're going to at least walk in and find a clean, orderly house. And that must have made such an impression on me as a child, because every time I walk out the door, that's what I think. I probably need therapy for that, but seriously, that made such an impression on me. Like, I want to leave order. But what about living in order? And what about going the long haul in order? Now, I'm not suggesting we feel bad, or like I have a lot of parts of my house that are not in order. But I do think there's ways that we can improve and systems that we can implement. And we're always on this journey, right? We're always getting better and everything is always ebbing and flowing. So sometimes things are really good. And sometimes, like my meat freezer right now, things are really horrid and I wouldn't want anyone to see them. But when you're looking at the long haul, you always got to be thinking about what chapter am I in? And how can I make this the very best chapter right now? And what needs to be addressed? What do I literally not have time to address? So just let it go. What are systems that work, not just for you, but for your family when you're not around? Or, you know? So that's what I'm thinking. Mastering home organization for the long haul. And I think when you're looking at, you know, we talk a lot about languages on this show. I think when you're mastering anything, you're never really going to do it. It's a lifelong process.
Well, that's what I was thinking as you were speaking. I was thinking of, the Marie, is it Marie Kondo? Con?
Condo, yeah.
Marie
Condo?
Kondo. Okay.
Condo? Awesome.
So I think even just bringing up this concept of home organization, which look, we've talked about this on the podcast before. Yes. Well, guess what? I bet you since that episode aired, something in your house has gotten out of order, gotten a little bit off the rails. I have a feeling that when people listen to this episode, they're going to be thinking, oh, we need perfectly folded socks and we need, all these things to be absolutely in order. My thought when I was watching the Marie Kondo show that came out, I think it was during COVID, wasn't it?
I
Was
didn't
just
see,
like,
I didn't
this
watch it, but
might
I think that's
work.
when it came out.
This might work like in Japan with no farm and no children. In
Everything in
my
Japan
life,
just seems so
just
orderly.
tiny and orderly.
Do they even have garbage? Do they
I
have
don't
receipt
know.
crumbles? I
I
don't
don't
know.
know. It doesn't seem like that.
Right?
But look, that's not the life. That might be your life. I mean, some people who are listening, they might have a much orderly and smaller life than the phase of things that you and I are at right now, which is not tiny and not naturally orderly. That's something that we have to bring to it.
Yes.
So we're not going to become victims of our home. We're going to figure out how to do it in a way, not in Marie Kondo's way, not in Shay and Angela's way. Like the idea is getting your heart in the right position to take an objective look at your house and say, look, is the state of things, is it serving me and serving our family, helping it or hindering it? And I think, not to throw you under the bus, I think you should tell your pencil story.
It's
Because
already a joke on this show that I'm the homeschool mom with no pencils, despite how many pencils I buy. Okay, so I called Shay today and I was just like so flustered because I got up at 5. I worked out for almost 2 hours. I was ready for the day. I milked the cow. But you know what? I didn't allow enough time to allow enough time to parent maybe children that weren't going to do what they were supposed to do today. And so by the time we were 1 hour and 20 minutes late for school, I was fit to be tied. We sat down for school. I looked up and observed a child's penmanship on the stub they were writing with. And I was just like, you got to be kidding me. Where are the pencils, guys? We got 4 pencils. We have nary a pencil sharpener in the house. We used to have one attached to the wall. Well, then we made the gym a gym, detached it from the wall. It was supposed to get installed in the basement. It didn't, blah, 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 blah. This is like the salsa in my nightstand story, I swear. So I took off to the Piggly Wiggly to buy some pencils, like a bat out of you know what. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can get back in like 19 minutes if I just. And then we cannot miss another beat. Everybody read while mom's gone. Don't move. So I get to the pig. They have a package of pencils unsharpened. I mean, the Piggly Wiggly never fails to disappoint. They've got pink erasers and staple removers and everything else you would need in their little office area and not a pencil sharpener. Like, not. So I buy the pencils and I take off down the road to Ace Hardware.
I think that's when I called you because I was raging. They didn't have pencils or a pencil sharpener. They had mechanical pencils, 5 for $3.99. Well, you know how good children are with mechanical pencils. Lead falls out, whatever. So that's my morning. And probably could have done better.
You're not alone here because
you're not alone.
I ran across a statistic that said the average person spends 55 minutes a day looking for misplaced items. And I think that's the perfect representation of what I'm trying to say here. Like, I'm not saying you need to go and like label all of your things and have perfectly matching so and suches.
No,
I'm
just talking like a fantasy
about, like, yeah. Oh, come on. If you're wondering like what women fantasize about,
the Container Store. Is that store still around? Have you ever been to the Container Store?
I've never been
there. That store is hot, man. Oh my. That is just.
Wow. Imagine walking in there with your husband and he says, honey, what can I help you organize today?
Yikes.
Gentlemen.
yeah. 55 minutes.
My point is, that's just a waste. I mean, I don't care if your stuff is color coded or whatever, but like that is an absolute waste of life.
Yeah, for sure. And that time could have been spent doing a hobby. It could have been spent working on a language. It could have been spent resting, God forbid. Yes. Yeah.
So I think this is twofold. We have the logistical benefits of just not spending 55 minutes a day looking for stuff.
And that's then a lot of time. That's a lot of time. Job. That's a part-time job.
And then you have the emotional, because let me tell you what puts me over the edge almost faster than anything. Mom, where's my hairbrush? Where's my hairbrush? I don't know. Where did you use it last?
Yeah.
Mom, where are the Band-Aids?
Where are the Band-Aids? Where's the toenail? What are the top, where's the things in your house? Like top five.
Clippers.
Fingernail clippers.
They're in the same spot every time. So I don't really understand that one. I'm like, the same place they were last time.
And is that because you put them there or because people put them there?
Stu puts them there.
Oh, Stu gets a
gold star. Garter. He's the garter of the nail clippers.
Nice.
He's really good at it. Socks are a big one. Socks are just tough.
I hate socks. Yeah.
I wish I could tie them together somehow, but... like a string that runs up their pant leg and then down the other pant leg.
Like mittens.
Like mittens.
Brilliant.
There's a business idea for anyone who wants to run with it. Kids socks. No, it's, look, I'm not kidding you. On a good day, I can laugh about it. I can help them find it. On a bad day,
on
Angela,
a bad day,
it sends me over the edge. And you know why I think it is? Because I think even though it's not, because there's a bunch of people in your house that aren't necessarily under your control completely, it makes me feel like a bad homemaker. Because
for sure.
I know I've accounted for these things. I know I've bought socks. I know there's hairbrushes. I know there's pencils. Where are they? And so I take it personally, which is probably a very immature and childish
I do too, though. I just, you know, well, sort of like, you know, if I'm the gatekeeper of the home, I feel like, okay, the buck does stop with me. So, yeah, I do really take it personal. I mean, I don't know how healthy that is. Like, if I'm not raising children that are responsible, my fault. If I'm not like helping everyone clean up at the end of the day and teaching them to put things where things go, my fault. You know, I mean, I'm pretty hard on myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I started, you got to understand, at the time of recording this morning, we are commencing the beginning of the fourth week of homeschool. So within 3 weeks, we've lost the pencils.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's even worse psychologically is we're part of a homeschool co-op. And so like psychologically in my weak moments when they go and they've got mismatched socks and long fingernails and don't have a pencil in their bag and there's no paper in their binder, I'm sorry. It embarrasses me. I'm like,
yes,
I try really, really, really hard.
I looked over at Junior's fingernails in church the other day and I'm like, oh my gosh. What is that? Like a bulldozer?
I don't know.
For scooping boogers? Like what is happening with that fingernail?
I hate it.
So listen, first off, as always, you're not alone. You're not alone here. Second off, we have to keep trying. Your kids' nails are going to keep growing. The dishes are going to keep getting used. The socks are going to keep getting lost. So what do we prioritize and what do we put in place to keep it between the rails, to keep it on track, to be long-suffering with the people in our home and long-suffering with the requirements of our home, mm-hmm. of which there are many. And for us, you know, this is crazy, you guys. I do not go thrifting anymore. And if you go back and listen, this is my favorite pastime, multiple times a week, every date night, dates with girlfriends, I would go thrifting. Then something happened psychologically where I was like, I can't handle one more piece of anything in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if it was the kids getting bigger or just sort of filling our space and feeling like we had what we need. We don't need any more.
Yeah. I think I filled the space.
The thrill was gone. And I would look at these pieces and just think, do I want to dust you? Do I actually want to paint you and refurbish you? Do I want to organize you?
Do I want to paint you?
I'm serious.
No, I don't want to paint you.
I used to love painting furniture. I used to love going to garage sales and finding pieces and bringing new life. And now I'm tired.
I'm tired. I want carry out. That's what I want.
But genuinely, let's just start at the baseline. Every piece that we bring into our home is something that mm-hmm. we need to organize. Now, let me just say, there are things that you can bring into your home that are very helpful, that enhance the experience of keeping your home. And those are great things. I'm just talking about simplifying, and I feel like we need a better word than decluttering because it's so refining. I'm going to say refining what you have in your home so that it's manageable. Let's just start there.
Well, yeah. And let's think about, I don't want to speak for everybody, but let's think about like the women we want to be. We want to be refined. We want to be prudent.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love that girlfriend that just has so much discernment mm-hmm. and self-control and she's just so comfortable? Like, no thanks.
Yep.
You're like, oh, no mm-hmm. thanks.
We do tell. Say that?
Did you just say that? I love that. I love the way that feels. And like, I want more of that, not more stuff. And I love me some stuff. Don't get me wrong. But like, I'm not buying vintage aprons anymore just because I found them for cheap. Like mm-hmm. I had my vintage apron collection. That was fun. Got a few mm-hmm. still. I'm not going back.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's the part that I've sort of learned is a lot of the things, a lot of the pieces that I brought in, I ended up having to throw away because vintage aprons, as lovely as they are used and worn already when you bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is if you have a house where the wear is really light, then those will probably work really well for you. If you have a house where maybe life is just a little bit more aggressive right now, then some of those pieces, they don't help. Yeah. They become noise to me. That's how I think about them. It's just noise. And so, as always, staying on track with something like organization
mm-hmm.
is to be really clear about what you want and to be really clear about every piece that you let enter your home as the gatekeeper. because you do have to sort of give an account for it in a way. Yeah. You have to justify having it. You have to justify the cost of it and taking care of it, etc. So I think that's sort of like door number one. And then door number two goes into systems and routines that work for us at any given point. And do you find that this sort of changes? Mine is like every 3 months. Isn't that annoying?
Yeah, it is. I know what you mean. And so I think like systems, like repeatable systems, like little things you can say to the kids. Okay, now X, Y, Z, you know, like we do, everybody gets a room assignment. When I leave today, next week, as it were, I just print off like, here's the kitchen checklist. Like, this is how I move through the kitchen to make sure it's ready for the next morning at night, you know, because I know that they don't think that way. And I'm trying to help them avoid overwhelm while mom's out of town. But just that, like, we call it my mom calls it the tornado. Like, something my mom will do is she'll go, I just did the tornado. And I know what she means. It means she just went through the house. She grabbed cups, socks, receipts. She straightened the pillows. She folded a blanket, and it takes 15, she calls it the 15 minute tornado, you know?
I call it a clean sweep. I'm going to do a clean sweep.
Oh, and you used to call it bless the house. Do you guys still call it that?
We still call it bless the house.
Yep. I like that a
we
lot.
Do bless the
still
house.
Really like that.
Yep. Because it's just that. It's blessing the house. It's putting away the food, wiping off the table. And
it's nice right before the meal. I think that's really, blessing the house is nice right before the evening meal. Because then you're sitting down. It's not chaotic. Your mind's not like, oh, we still got to do X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
A lot of times I'll have supper ready and I'll take an additional 15 or 20 minutes with the kids to do just that, to even wash some of the dishes, so that when we sit down, it just feels like there's not a mountain of work at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And again, whether you're raising children right now, whether they're really little, really big, whether you live alone, home organization, it still comes down to repeatable systems that you are going to have to do over and over and over and over again. Now, psychologically, you can either be very
burdened by the
reality of it, or I think you can take it as an opportunity to be refined. To be refined, like you were saying, and to step in to those shoes and find ways that really do it well. So we do one of the same things that you do. I give everyone, I call it a zone. Everyone has a zone. So when I say go to your zone, that just means, it basically means them just blessing their zone, you know, pushing in chairs, putting away any stuff. And they're so capable. And for perspective, my kids are 14, 12, 10, and 8. So, and this has been going on for years. They were participating long before now. Like, even if they're 2 or 3, I used to give them laundry baskets and I'd say, okay, go get all the clothes. Okay, go get all the toys. Okay, go pick up the trash that you find on the floor. Just that training of, hey, you're involved here. You're involved here. Everyone can contribute to keeping the home running smoothly, including your husband. Sorry, husbands, but it's true.
So true. And, you know, as a family, we are here to serve each other. It's not just that mom is the servant. You know, I think it's really easy for mom to fall in that rut that it's all on her. My kids will say like, well, I'm going to do my zone, but that's not my stuff. I'm like, that's okay. We're
going to
practice serving each other. Like, that's your zone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's I'm not asking you to put it all the way away. But you may set it on the stairs and say, here's your pile of stuff I gathered. You know, you're not responsible for other people's stuff, but you will learn how to serve other people in this capacity.
Yes. Okay. Let's say thank you to season 22 advertisers and supporters. And then when we come back, I want to talk about dead zones. So will you remind me? Just remind me of dead zone. Yes. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's say thank you to Branch Basics, sponsor of season 22. Look, we're talking about cleaning and we are talking about organizing. Ladies, I clean my house. You know how hard I work in my kitchen, how big of a mess I make. And I'm telling you, completely objectively, subjectively, objectively, I haven't had enough pasta. There is no better cleaner for your stove, for your sink, for your floor, for your counters that cuts through grime and grease like Branch Basics. I am not making that up. You have to try it.
It's unbelievable. That
it is unbelievable.
The all-purpose like ratio, mm-hmm. when I use that on the top of my stove, I'm like, how is this even possible?
Mm-hmm. And you notice now if you use a different cleaner, like I was at my friends the other day wiping off her counters and it felt like filmy, like it mm-hmm. was like almost sliding off of the counter, like it wasn't cleaning, it was like mm-hmm. slippery. I'm not into that. Homemaker Chic for 15% off, a code, coupon code, all one word, Homemaker Chic, 15% off. There's going to be a link right below. You can visit branchbasics.com/homemaker chic. And here, what we would encourage you to do, to get started with one of their premium starter kits, which is all the bottles that you need, a bathroom, a glass, an all-purpose, a laundry. And it's going to give you the cleaner concentrate. And then when you get it, you just fill the bottles with water up to the water line and add as much concentrate up to the concentrate line. They all have different dilutions. The reason is that will stretch your product so far. So the glass cleaner, for example, only uses one drop of concentrate and it works. It's so clean, very cost effective, no added chemicals, nothing that's going to irritate any sort of asthma or allergies. So appropriate dilution and just get to cleaning. Branchbasics.com/homemaker chic is where you can go to do that. Use the code homemaker chic for 15% off your starter kit.
Awesome. Happy anniversary to Toops. Today is Toops and Company's anniversary. We want you to visit toopsandco.com. And when you're there and you're filling that cart, you're going to use the code HMC10. Today's their anniversary, October 7th. So be sure to visit this today, this week. Check out what they have going on. Something they're really excited, and they emailed us. They want us to share this with you. The liquid foundation is back. It's made with aloe vera juice, herb extracts, shea butter. It is their best sealing liquid foundation. And what it's doing is it's working on your skin while you're wearing it. So creating a softer, healthier complexion. Even after you take your makeup off, you're still benefiting from it. But one thing I'm just so all about is a clean face before I put on the rest of my makeup. And so I love a flawless coverage. I like a really natural glow. I still kind of want my skin to show through. I don't want to look like I'm all spackled up. But this, their liquid foundation lasts all day, has natural sun protection in it. It's easy to apply, doesn't crease for those of us who have creases. And it's been sold out all summer. So this is a big deal. This, their anniversary is a big deal. This is a big deal. It's finally back in stock. And if you don't know what shade you are, you can try the sample set for only $8, which is really great. $8, well spent. And if you want something to wear at night, then you got to try the reparative serum. So if you have aging skin, we all have aging skin. We're all just marching towards that finish line. This is your new best friend. Okay. So it's a high concentration of amino acids and nature's retinol. Again, I told you it's that word. I'm going to try today. Bakuchiol. We're going to pretend it. That's how you say it. Nailed it. Nature's Resveratrol, and it's designed to soothe your face and treat hyperpigmentation, which I'm all about. Every ingredient is carefully chosen from the natural world so that you can feel confident in your skin. And that's just the foundational idea with Toops & Co., that you can pronounce everything, you can know what everything is, and you can know that what you're putting on your body and subsequently what's going into your body is safe. So we want you to visit toopsandco.com or click the little red button over on our Instagram page. And when you check out, you can treat yourself to 10% off. Use that coupon code HMC10. We're always talking about toxins and staying healthy and making sure that the food we eat and the products that we choose align with our convictions, and this is the company for you. Tubesandco.com. HMC10 is your coupon code. Get yourself some flawless foundation, some reparative serum, and everything else to stock your toiletries cabinet.
I love when I get my tubes ordered. Okay, Dead Zones.
I know, it's like, hee-hee, Dead Zones. Okay. Yeah.
Dead Zones, ladies and gentlemen, is a term that I have given to pockets of your home that may as well be dead because you've dropped the ball so hard.
I have those.
Everybody has those.
I hate them. It's my basement. It's the basement. And it's a collective ball. It is not just me.
They're the elephant that makes something like home organization feel insurmountable.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely impossible.
And again, first off, you're not alone. And I think call them what they are. And I think it might be good. I mean, okay, this is counter Dave Ramsey, where it's like, hey, let's get some momentum. Let's snowball. I'm kind of thinking the opposite. What if we just have a throw down day with our dead zone and we just let it get ugly and make some progress so that we have more momentum to deal with? You know, when you're just like wiping your counters off in your kitchen and you're mopping your floors and you're, but again, there's the elephant in the room. There's that hall closet that you can't even open, or the garage that is just completely overwhelming with the amount of stuff in there. What do you think about tackling? Because it's like, yeah, label your old hard drives and have a mailbox and these kinds of things. But it's like, what about if you're like, this part of your house is just on fire?
No, this, yeah. I love the idea of a throwdown. What I don't like, I mean, we've been remodeling the house for 7 years. And so we throw down, and then a project happens and we got to have some place to store the extra wood, or we've got to have like, I long for the day when like, then we throw down and it just stays down. Like, and I know, I feel like that will come because I can't live like that. Like, I don't live like that. I'm super organized, super, but there's like these pockets that just take such a beating when we're doing things, and you can't get any traction because you're too busy. We're too busy doing the thing. I really do crave the day where like that, like sort of cycle stops. So, but I do love a good throwdown, and I like clean slates, you know, like I was a big nester every time I was pregnant. We'd throw down right before the baby was born. And like, this is that time of year, like I want to throw down before I even put pen to paper and start thinking of the Thanksgiving menu. Like I need order, you know? I just think the trap comes when the bad habits, like with my family, have been nurtured, and I don't want to have to throw down again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've actually had that conversation with Stu. I was like, I don't want to live like this forever. You know, we've been in our house.
I can't be 70
exactly
with a messy garage. I can't be 70 with a messy basement.
Yep.
I cannot.
I was laying in bed last night looking at my ceiling, which is bright green. And I was like, I probably won't ever paint this for the rest of my life. It'll probably just stay this wonderful green. Like, as much as we love change and we love curating our homes and we love home projects, if you're new to homemaking, you're probably like, what are you even talking about? I want to do this forever. And then eventually you do it for a really long time. And I'm telling you, you do run out of steam a little bit. I love curating my home, but that doesn't mean I want to do these really hard to tackle projects
anymore.
And
it's not even that the steam is gone. It's that you want to funnel the steam elsewhere.
You want to funnel it elsewhere, and you want to enjoy it. You don't want to live in the chaos. Yeah. Like,
right.
We've done the kitchen remodel where we're eating off of one little burner plug-in thing in the dining room.
Right.
We've done that and living our foods in coolers, you know?
Right.
Eventually you get to the place where you're like, I want some peace and I want some order. So sometimes that means saying no to things. Sometimes it means that you do just kind of have to throw down. And mm-hmm. we redid our basement, got a little closet. We call it our Harry Potter closet because he could live there under the stairs. And it was just full of nonsense, just kind of nonsense here and there, nonsense. Everyone knew they could shove their nonsense in it. We took a Saturday a few months ago, pulled everything out of the closet. And had a throwdown with this silly little closet and put it back. And when you know, by the time we put it back and actually put things where they needed to go, it was basically empty.
Yep. Knew it. Yep.
It was basically empty. And it's where we stored all of our Limone stuff while we were waiting to take it to the fulfillment center. So mm-hmm. it ended up working. But that's just it. It's like it took a piece of our home that had been a complete dead zone, couldn't access it, couldn't use it. Nothing in there was dusted or cared for or used, and turned it into something that had life.
Yeah.
So I think that's how I think about it in my mind. It's like, what do you need to do to your space to make it a place that brings life as opposed to sucks it away from you?
Yes, absolutely. Needs to be done. I'm on the waiting list for a dumpster. The biannual dumpster. Okay. We've got systems. Maybe we've thrown down with our dead zones. What about like every day? You know, we do live in a modern era and there are tools for efficiency. You know, we hold these phones that are like little amazing computers in our hands. There are things we can do to help us stay on track. Very small picture, but I have AirTags. Do you use AirTags?
I have them on my luggage.
Okay. So I have them on my keychain and I have the Find My on my phone. So as far as those two things, you know, you talked about like the amount of time you spend looking for things every day. Well, that is, it's not just that you were looking for things. It's like the stress that comes with it. And so I did that. I'm like, okay, I felt really pathetic about it at first. I'm like, this is so bad that I'm doing this. I gave myself a really hard time. First time I left my keys up on my desk instead of on the hook by the back door. And mm-hmm. I got to like use my phone to find them or make them chirp. I'm like, oh, that was so worth it. Quit being such a mm-hmm. self-righteous martyr and just put the AirTag on your keys, man. It makes such a big difference. And Joel's forever like leaving his phone in one room. I said, did you put it on the Find My list yet? Because mm-hmm. that's like an instant de-stressor. You know, mm-hmm. we have the basket for the phones, but we're not perfect. We're not going to put it there every time. He never does. Where's my phone? Have you seen my phone? I think that there's things like that. There's Google Calendar. There's digital tools we can use. Do you use anything like
no,
that?
No.
Techie?
No, I spend my living online. Home time is offline time. Okay?
Okay.
But like, it took me this many years to move from like Dave Ramsey cash envelopes to his online app.
This oh, every I can't stand app. His online. Like, I use the print of like the old school. I print the sheets.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, see? No, I don't want to like be filling in the blanks. I like it now.
I love the every dollar. We're going to talk about money later. So
later.
Hold that thought. But listen, we've talked about trigger points before on this podcast. And here's what I would suggest to you. If you're not really sure what's causing this tension, mm-hmm. sometimes that builds up, have a pen and a paper and go through your day. Like joking, you know, you joke about having the key tag thing on your mm-hmm. keys. I have like a lanyard that attaches my little wallet to the inside of my purse. So I'm not scrambling around in my purse trying to find my debit card. Right. It's clipped. So it hangs like an inch down. I know exactly where it is. The same could be said for your keys. Clip your keys so that they're not falling to the bottom of your purse. They're not mm-hmm. falling out of your purse. They have these really great things with phones too that do the same thing, that clip inside so that you can keep track of things. But if it's trash in your car, write that down and put a trash bag in there. Put a little trash can in there. Who cares? Like,
right.
what are these points for you? Because what they are is going to be very individualistic. Skincare on my counter. I've like got all these bottles and all these little things everywhere, bringing them together in a basket so that when I go to clean the bathroom, I just pull the basket out, wipe everything down, push it back. Like they seem really small, but what you find is that if you keep tending to them, I think over time, and you use just sort of general common sense tools for efficiency. Right.
Well, I think it's that idea of like creating stations in your home. Like I'm a big baskets person. That is something I do buy when I'm resaling. You know, I like baskets for things. Containment. This is the phone basket and the charger basket. And like stations, like this is where the whiteboard is. This is where if you need to remember something, you write it down, or like reminder to get kitty litter.
Yeah.
You know, pencils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you use the Notes app? I think we talked about this recently. Was it with you?
I do
that I was
use
talking
the
about
Notes
this?
App. I do.
I use it all the time.
So you do something digital. That's what I'm
I do.
Saying.
I mean, I do something digital.
Yeah.
I do notes, and it'll just be a like a Lowe's list, a grocery list, that kind of things, just so I don't forget certain things. So yes, I guess I do use that, but not necessarily for home organization or cleaning.
We're on Google. Jill and I share a Google calendar. The girls' work schedules are on there. I mean, it's, and we set a reminder. We each set reminders. I don't like notifications on my phone. I don't have any, but I do have that. That way, if something's coming in like 20 minutes, it's like, don't forget, you know? That's really, really, really helped. As much as I love a written calendar, having that pop up on my phone and just, has been very helpful between soccer practices and pickup times for kids at work. And I mean, we're just at this phase of life where we're like always going somewhere. The amount of miles on the truck, the constant oil changes, it's shocking for living in such a small community. It's shocking.
Yeah. Okay, so we want to leave you with things that you can do, and hopefully just look, just having these kinds of conversations, your eyes get open to it and you start seeing things and you're like, oh, that's, yeah, that is kind of a difficult thing, or I could really use some work in here. We're talking about staying the course here and staying consistent, and ultimately that will happen, but I think about this like surfing, of which I've never done, but I've watched people learn how to surf. And when you're trying to develop a new skill or you're trying to develop a new habit, what happens is that you get on and then you fall off, and you get on and you fall off, and you get on and you fall off. And you have to not love the result. You have to want to do it. Does that make sense? Like that first day on a surfboard is not good for anybody. But you have to hold the end goal in mind so that you can stay consistent. So if you're new to homemaking and you're like, yeah, I can stay in that saddle for 2.5 hours and then something happens and I totally lose, I get off track. Normal, so normal. We always say homemaking is a muscle, and this is no different. What you'll find over time is that you're able to hold that for just a little bit longer, and then a little bit longer, and then a little bit longer. Then you'll start to freak out less when things get off track. And then you'll build this experience and build this way that you know you can kind of quickly get things on track. So we can just say to you, yeah, stay consistent. And you're like, okay, well, what if I can't do that? Right? My point is, you are not alone. This is, it's difficult. Yeah. You just got to get back on the horse. Every time you fall off, just get back on the horse. Small steps.
Yeah, you stay consistent like as long as you can. And then the gaps in between needing the dumpster get bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? They do.
It might be a decade.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. There were years of our life where I was nursing babies, had little kids, so I wouldn't take the trash up all the way to the barn. I would set it outside my kitchen door. And so there would, anytime somebody came to visit, there was just like stacks of boxes and bags of trash and compost bins right outside my kitchen door. Really embarrassing.
Sexy. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are getting fewer and far between now.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because I'm more capable, partly because my family's been trained to see it slowly but surely. So
to see it. Yeah.
Can so you true. See it? Do you see what
Did
I
you see?
See
that? Right. You stepped over it. Surely you saw it.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So so stay the course and take heart and know that, as always, you have great power over your home. You have such mm-hmm. wonderful ways that you can bless it in. And if you're overwhelmed, just eat that elephant, clear the calendar, make it happen, and ultimately find things that work for you.
Amen. Love it.
Okay.
Okay.
Next week we have a guest on, so this will be fun. Stay tuned for that. We'll be
Who
back here with
be?
You next Monday.
Yep.
Did I miss anything?
No, I think you're good.
Okay.
Don't forget
All right.
to visit American Blossom. Use that code FALLCHIC20 for some beautiful new bedding, and we'll see you next Monday.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.